Well, the Maine legislature adjourned last night, leaving scores of issues unresolved. Lawmakers are angry and blaming each other for the impasse. Mal Leary, Maine Public Radio's senior political correspondent, joins us now from the Capitol. So, Mal, what are some of the issues that have been left dangling out there, and what kind of impact are we talking about on Mainers?
Well, Jennifer, the big one, of course, is school funding. It has a huge impact across the state. Every single school district depends on state aid to some extent. Now, in the two-year budget passed last year, about $1 billion was appropriated for aid to local schools for the budget year that starts July 1st. But the money has to be allocated by a formula. That's in legislation that died when the legislature adjourned. This affects really every single school district in the state. And you can expect a lot of political pressure to start building for a special session to address this issue.
Okay, so it sounds like schools will be hoping for that special session, maybe even pushing for one. So what are some other groups that might be piling onto that special session bandwagon?
Well, I think you have some other programs that lawmakers have started to fund but didn't continue funding. For example, direct care services. The legislature passed an increase in pay for those folks last year, but they only provided funding for 1 year. Those folks could see their paychecks actually go down July 1st because the legislature did not act on that bill. And as you might expect, those workers who are already not very well paid for the most part are going to be really upset when their paychecks go down in July. Jennifer, I would not want to be answering the phone at lawmakers' homes if that happens.
Well, those are two areas that sound like there should be some sort of compromise that might be able to be worked out.
You would think that, but there are many areas where there appears to be agreement, but no action was taken in the legislature. For example, bonds. I can't think of one lawmaker that opposes investing in the state's infrastructure, but all of those bills died when the legislature adjourned. That includes a $100 million bond for highway and bridge repairs that state officials say is crucial, with the state falling behind in needed repairs every year. And I think many of us have seen that increase in potholes out there.
So if there's broad agreement on issues like schools and bonding, I guess a lot of people out there are probably wondering why they didn't just pass the bills when there was agreement before they went home.
If it were only that simple, Jennifer. The answer really is, of course, politics. Republicans do not like the voter-approved increase in the minimum wage. They argue it's too fast and needs to be slowed down. They want that as part of any deal. But that's a non-starter for Democrats, who have long supported minimum wage increases. Democrats are demanding the startup funds for Medicaid expansion be included in any deal that's worked out. That's a non-starter for Republicans. And a certain veto from Governor LePage. The reality is both sides have to give in order to reach a compromise. And right now, that's not happening.
So what happens now, then? Are we going to actually see parties, you know, sitting down and reaching a compromise in the weeks ahead?
That is a very difficult question to answer. I am sure a lot of people are asking why they just don't get the job done. Well, politics is not just about issues and priorities. It's also about personalities. And we have some fundamental trust issues between House leaders, and they're going to take a while to resolve. I think they can work out a compromise eventually, but those personality conflicts need to be set aside first.
So what does happen next? Like, what happens now?
Well, at the moment, nothing's going to happen until the legislature decides that they're either going to call themselves back into special session, or Governor LePage calls them into special session, saying, for example, school funding is just too important not to have in place by July 1st. So we're going to see a lot of posturing by the political parties in the weeks going forward. But there is hope among some members of the legislature that despite all of the smoke and fire, there might actually be something resolved in the weeks ahead, and that the parties will sit down and put together a compromise that can get the votes in both the House and Senate.
Well, Mal Leary is Maine Public Radio's senior political correspondent. Thanks, Mal.
Thank you.